Hallelujah. Living in the overflow. The overflow of the blessings of the Lord. The overflow of the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Where I cannot hold anymore, this kind of overflows. Miracles. Powerful God. Matthew chapter 18 in the New Testament. If your Bibles, would you turn there with me this morning? Matthew 18. Starting with the 18th verse to the 20th verse. The expectation of what God wants to do is overwhelming. Overwhelming. The expectation of what God wants to do. He says, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Guess who's here this morning? Who is here this morning? Let's love him one more time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for answering prayer already this morning. Thank you, Lord, that your Father, our Father, which is in heaven. Hallelujah. God, that you're in the midst of us. You're in the midst of us this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Turn around and greet someone this morning. Say, it's happening. It's happening. It's happening. Everything. Go get him, says Ruth. Amen. Hallelujah. It's happening. My God. This is not the time to take your ease in Zion. It's your time to be up and about your Father's business. It really is. What a great time we had in revival, but that's, you know, one day, 2 day, 3 day, it passes, and then another day comes. The sun arises, sun sets, another day comes upon the scene. What is God going to do that day? What is God going to accomplish through me on that day that God gives to me? Every day, every day. Our lovely Lord, who lies not, said, if two of you agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. I feel in the Holy Ghost that we are all gathered together here to simply agree this morning. Not disagree, but to agree this morning. And I think the spiritual significance of this moment this morning must not, I'm going to emphasize this, must not be minimized, and it certainly could never be maximized enough. I feel a vision of heaven right now would find heaven cheering and hell fearing what is about to happen in Warsaw, Indiana, and around the world. There is a move of the Spirit of God. I find significance in the verse of Scripture of Christ's commissioning of the 70 in the Bible. I think it's profoundly relative to the day that you and I are living in. In Luke chapter 10, verse 1, after these things, the Lord appointed another 70 also, and sent them two by two. Everybody say two. He sent them two by two before his face into every city and place whether he himself would come. You look at that scripture, I've looked at that scripture for years. It's a good scripture. He sent out disciples two by two. Then it dawned on me why he sent them out two by two. Any two agreeing together, touching any one thing, no wonder they turned their city upside down. No wonder those that are sick receive their healing. Glory to God. When you are anointed and appointed, you're before his face. The Bible said he commissioned them to go before his face. That means his goodness. It means his favor, his grace. And his focus will be upon those who are commissioned this morning. I want to be commissioned this morning. I want to go before his face. I want to walk in his favor. Come on, somebody. I want to walk in his grace. This church wants to walk in the grace of God. I think here another reason Jesus is sent them. The Bible says whether he himself would come. In other words, when they arrived, they were a promissory note of the soon coming presence of the Lord himself. When you walk upon the face of this earth, you are the promissory note that God will do what he's done for you, he's going to do for another. What he's done for your life, he's going to do for their lives. When he sent those two by two to agree together, there was a promissory aspect of this that simply said that God is about to come to visit you. God's about ready to turn your world upside down. And when he sent them, he said, I will not be far behind you. God is never far behind you. When a couple walks into a country, when a missionary walks into a city, he will follow. If the spiritual folks could put their ears to the ground, they would hear behind them the footfall of a sea walker. They would hear behind them the one who raised the dead and the one who opened up the eyes of the blind. They would understand that behind me is someone mightier and greater than I am who is going to heal your body. Come on, stand up here. And he sent them out. Come on. He sent them out with a promissory note.
Are we going to dance in the spirit?
Come on. We're going to visit this lady over here. We got news for you, lady. Yes, Jesus is coming. He's right behind us. And the clouds are going to break one of these days. And the sound of a trumpet is going to sound one of these days. And the Lord is going to take you out of this world.
Yes, amen.
Woo!
Where are we going down?
Come on, let's go this way. Nothing is impossible with God if you're faithful to God.
Amen.
Nothing is impossible if you're faithful to God.
Amen.
He never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
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 I got a word for you. God said, I don't care if you lose your job, I'm going to give you another one.
Amen.
He's right behind me to fulfill the promissory note.
Amen.
If you're faithful, he'll be faithful to you.
Amen.
That's a nice smile. You got a good smile. That's a fearful smile. Go look, I'm going to touch you or something. Let's go back this way here. Hallelujah. You can sit right over there. He's right behind me. How many walks with God walking behind you? You see, when you get there, healing is coming. Whoever you're moving, whatever direction you're going in, when you get there, deliverance is coming. When you get there, salvation is coming. When you get there, revival is coming. When you get there, victory is coming. Jesus will never send you where he will not go himself. You need to be an encourager. Encourager. I come to encourage you. Jesus will not go where he will not send you. If he sent you, listen, he's coming behind you. Somebody needs to understand that. If he sends you, he's coming right behind you. Our challenge in the Spirit of God is that we must not be consumed by conflict. Consumed by conquest. Consumed by conquering demons and devils. Casting down adversaries and opposition. I got word for you this morning. Our victory is rooted and consumed and controlled by conquering our foe by surrendering to our friend. You can fight your battle, but the best thing you do is surrender to Jesus Christ. Do not think our job is just to go whip devils. There is a decoy that the adversary would like to put in place of the church. And that is for us to get consumed with fighting devils. We do not need to fight the devil. We need to get close to Jesus. I said we need to get close to Jesus. We surrender more to him, the more victory you'll have. We must be careful not to just quote, resist the devil and he will flee from you. A partial quotation leads to defeat. All right. The Bible says, submit yourselves. Yes. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Then you will resist the devil. Come on. If you submit yourself to God, you will resist the devil. If you're simply telling him, get behind me, devil, the devil is going to show up again the next day. Yeah. And the next day. Yeah. And come on, and your problem the next day. Yeah. And the day after that. Come on. But if you submit yourself to God, if you say, here am I, God, I'm yours, Lord, I want to live in the overflow. Living in the overflow, the victory of the Lord, the Holy Ghost, then you won't be fighting every demon every day. You won't be fighting every problem every day. You're living in the overflow and the power and the anointing of the God. When you submit yourself, therefore, to God, then you can resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Why? Because it cannot stand the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's why you begin to worship him, the devil flees. If you don't worship him, you give him a place to walk in. If you're dry in your spirit, if you're dry in your attitude, guess where the devil lives? He lives in the dry places. But if you get a flood, yesterday I went to a wedding. It was a nice wedding. Lovely wedding. And somebody said, at the end of the wedding, it was raining. It wasn't just raining, it was delusioning. It was, now I just made that one up. It was flooding. Church building here, reception hall was out the door, down the sidewalk. Down the sidewalk, down the sidewalk, and then there's the building. Brother Matthew had an umbrella. He was standing outside. Only one person beside him could get under the umbrella. Sister Cox, she got under the umbrella. The rain was coming down so hard, so fast, wind blowing sideways. I'm standing there saying, I think I'll stay here. She took off with Brother Matt on the umbrella. So I decided I'm going to, listen, there's got to be a time in your life that you decide that you're going to get out there and get wet. Get involved. I like to live in the overflow. I may be 3 times 25, but I like the overflow. I like the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I love to get wet. I was running like this yesterday. Some people in church try to keep the Spirit of God off of them. We don't do that, do we? No, we don't do that. God, I like to live in the overflow. We got inside that building. My shirt was wet. My jacket was soaked. My pants was soaked. I was wet. I like to be a kid again. You see, kids love the stomping mud puddles, rain puddles. Did you ever do that? Yeah. It's fun. It's fun living in the overflow. I said, it's fun living in the overflow of the Holy Ghost power and the Spirit of the Lord. Thank the Lord. Let's lift our hands and love Him one more time. I love living in the overflow of the power of the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. It's not fighting your problems. It's getting closer to Jesus. The Bible says there is none like Him. Our God does not have an opposite equivalent. Let me illustrate this point by the following. If I would say up, adversary of your soul will say down. If I say in, some people would say out. If I would say day, some people would say, no, it's night. If I would say good, some would say bad. If I would say God, you had better not say devil. I do not like devil food cake. Devil eggs. I like angel cake. I like angel eggs. You say, well, I've never heard of called angel eggs before. Well, start calling them angel eggs. Stop calling them devils. Why? Because we need to see from God's perspective that when He is near you, there is no darkness, because in Him is light. Come on. Stop living in the darkness. Get close to Jesus. And when you get close to the Lord and your love and your worship with Him, there is no darkness can stand in His presence. I saw an experiment the other day that was shown to me. I think I might have shared it to somebody else. Get a light. You know how you can get a light, a flashlight, show it an object like your hand, and there'd be a shadow on the wall? Take a flashlight, and then take a match, and light the match. Hold that burning match there and the flashlight on it, and there's no shadow, because you cannot get a shadow in light. If your life seems like something is shadowing you, something is trailing you, listen to this pastor this morning. Get in the light. Get in the light of the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and there'll be those things that seem to be shadowing your life never going to show up. Never be there because they can't stand it. You are God's little children, and you have overcome them because greater is He that is in you than he that's in the world. 1 John 4:4. Jesus cast out devils. And he said he did it by the finger of God. I am not sure exactly what all it means. It probably just means he just flicked him off. He did it with the finger of God. Can I mention to you the fivefold ministry today? Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. And when you get to the ministry in the fivefold position, the ministry is the fivefold finger of God. The ministry is God's power. It's His power punch. Brother, wherever you are going, you are going in the name of the Lord. You're going with heaven behind you. You're going endorsed and sponsored by the power that created this world. And John, the writer, saw that ministry in the right hands. The right hand is the position of power and authority. God challenges has never been to defeat or anybody defeated, but to see them be successful and bless and be the one that comes out the victor. Somebody says, how is the church going to grow? I'm going to tell you it's going to grow when two agree. When two agree. No man shall stand before you. When they heard the roar of Goliath and the challenge of Goliath, sometimes we think that God doesn't see the giant in your life. It could be the giant of alcoholism, the giant of drugs, the giant of having a temper, anger all the time. I'm going to tell you, God sees your giant. Can see your giant. And He sends you out to defeat the giant. What's going on here, David said, when he arrived to the battle his brothers were involved with, where this big giant comes out every day and growls at the people. The devil thinks he'll send you a challenge and you won't answer the challenge. Every day that giant said, send me a man and we can fight and we can decide this battle. I'm going to tell you, God sent a man. In fact, He sent Himself. He robed Himself in flesh. Come on. I don't care how big your giant is. Your giant is no bigger than God is. Your problem is no bigger than my God. He's your God. And if He's your God, He's right behind you. And you can face your giant, pick up a smooth stone from the brook, get your sling ready. Come on. You come out against me with sword and shield and spear, all kinds of stuff. But I know who's behind me. I know who's following right behind me. I come to you in the name of the Lord. I know who's backing me up. I know who's right behind me. You wind up and it'll fly in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't care what disease you're facing, what problem you're going through in your life. You've got somebody that's backing you up. Somebody right behind you on his way to deliver, to set free, to open up doors where there seem to be no doors, to open up windows of blessings when it seems like I haven't been blessed for a long time. Your God is right behind you to slay your giant. Yes. Wherever you're going, you do not have to assume the rule or the role of a person that's going defeated. My God. I don't know if you grasp this or not, but I hope you can. I agree. God, you said, no man shall stand against us. Let us shake ourselves and come to an agreement. All God needs is someone to agree with him. All God needed is someone who would lift their hand and say, I'm with you, God. And I'm here this morning. I believe God sent me to tell you this morning, if not all of you, at least some of you that need to hear this, that heaven and earth may pass away, but God's word will never pass away. So I'm preaching to you, it's a time to agree. It's time to agree that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. It's time to agree that all power in heaven and earth is in the name of Jesus. It's time to agree that Acts 2:38 is still the only saving gospel that is able to save men from their sins. It's time to agree that if God be for us, who can be against us? Do I need to remind you God is on your side? And if God is on your side, it does not matter who the adversary is. Our major battle is fussing with God. Our major battle is debating God. Our major reluctance and restraints are refusing to simply agree with God. Do you know that there are some that seem to can't agree with God? And I'm going to tell you this morning, let's get close enough to him. Get close to him. Get close to the Spirit of God. Somebody needs to understand this morning. I don't know if you know this or not, but there's more grace than there is sin. Where sin abounds, grace abounds more. Your victory would not be rooted in going anywhere just to whip your problem. The Bible says, if two of you shall agree on earth As touching anything that shall they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Can I tell somebody that is why you need the church? It's why you need the church. And I want to tell you something else. Don't think that you can develop an attitude, you can make it on your own terms. When you want to and how you want to. Listen to this old preacher this morning. I tell you, I've seen enough through the years of ministry. It never comes out good when you think you can do it by your own terms. Your own way. However you want to do it. And you can say, God speaks to me all you want to, but I'm going to tell you, under the authority of the Holy Ghost, you need a preacher to tell you, guide you, show you, help you. I appreciate that testimony of Sister Stephanie. It's not just of me. It was helping her to understand that there is a reason why you have a pastor in your life. Not that I've got all wisdom. Not that I've got all knowledge. I don't. Pastor, can you help me to pray? I got to raise this amount of money for this program. Wow. We're ready to agree. Did you get the picture? I didn't write back to her and text her back and say, well, that's out of my norm. I mean, you've got that job, you're in the foundation, that's your responsibility. She just simply asked me to agree with her. Guess what happens? Guess what happens? Huh? And then when she finally wrote back to me, I don't know, a week or two back and forth, and they finally raised the money. And then she made that fatal mistake asking this question, Pastor, what do you need? Huh? I had me a prayer buddy on the hook. I said a new building. So watch out. Watch out. Do you think God's going to answer her prayer and my prayer? We agree with her. She can raise $20,000. Watch out. We're two. Agree together. $1,500,000. What's in between $1,500,000 and $20,000? With God, nothing. With God, nothing is in when two or three. Now, I don't know what you prayed for when we started the service of ministry. But did you believe what you prayed for?
Absolutely.
Did you doubt? Did you doubt? Okay. So you agreed. Did you pray for that van? He's still needing a van. His business can multiply. It's getting so big now, he's getting tired of winning. He's tired of blessing. God's blessing him so wonderful, he needs a big van. Pull up his tools in. Who's going to agree with him that God gives him a van? Some of you are saying, no, I ain't going to agree with him. Well, don't be surprised if you don't get nothing. While he's driving his van, honk, honk, driving around.
You know what he's going to say? This is a God thing. God did this. Come on, somebody say, God did this. God did this for me. I agreed, and we had two, and we agreed together. There's times that Sister Cox and I's got down on our knees through the years. Can't tell you how many times. I can't tell you how many times that God's made ways where there seemeth to be no way. And so he's sending out another 70, two by two, just like he did before. It's not by amazing thing that who was it? Peter and John were together going by the gate beautiful and saw a man sitting there. It was no strange thing. Church, all things are possible when this congregation agrees together.
Amen.
Come on. You can see your family. You say, I want my family saved. Then come on, let's agree together. Where two of us agree together. Come on. Let's stand together. You're going to sleep on me. I almost got tricked. I thought somebody was praising God. They're just stretching, getting no. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise
Jesus. Where two or three agree together. If God said I can do it, then I can do it. If God said I have it, then you have it. If God said it can be, it can be. Now, somebody here needs the Holy Ghost this morning. I'm going to agree with you that God's going to fill you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But you've got to first understand you must agree to separate yourself from the world. You must agree that you're going to commit yourself to Jesus Christ. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Jesus Christ. And you've got to agree that God can supply everything that you have need of in your life. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Do you agree with that this morning? There's no devil in hell that can keep you from the blessings of God. If you agree with him, get close to him. Draw nigh unto him. I want you to lift your hands one more time. Come on. Won't you agree with God this morning? God, all that you have for me, I agree that I want all that you have for me this morning. I agree, Lord God, that Lord, for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I agree for the victory in my life and my family. Come on. It's a time to agree with the Lord. If you can touch him and agree with him. Come on, agree with him. Few that need the baptism of the Holy Ghost in your life, they give you that victory that you need. I'd like for you to come. I'm going to invite you to come with me right now because I'm going to agree with you that you'll receive the infilling power of the Holy Ghost. I know Brother Easter is here, but the Easter is gone now. It's just us. We're going to agree together for those that need strength in your life. Well, I'm not where I need to be. You're here in church, aren't you? You're in the presence of God, aren't you? Come on. Come on. Need the Holy Ghost and filling power of God. We're going to agree that you receive it this morning. All you got to do is step out of your seat. Joe, you already got the Holy Ghost. Go over and pray for this guy here. Let the Spirit of God anoint his life. Come on, agree with him.
Yes, I agree with you.
God give him new eyes. God touch his body physically.